Listening Library presents The Scarlet Letter by Nathaniel Hawthorne. Read for you by Donata Peters.
Hawthorne was born on July the 4th, 1804, to an old New England family, and at the age of 17 attended Bowdoin College in Brunswick, Maine. From 21 to 36, living with his mother in Salem, he wrote short stories for New England literary magazines. Married at 38, he combined his writing with the job of surveyor at the Salem Custom House, a Democratic political appointment he lost 6 years later in 1848 when the Whigs came to power in the White House. Freed for writing, Hawthorne began work immediately on The Scarlet Letter, which was published 18 months later. In it, Hawthorne writes of the New England past he knew from family tradition. An ancestor, William Hawthorne, Hawthorne himself added the W, had arrived in Massachusetts in 1630, and William's son John was one of the three judges at the Salem witchcraft trials in 1692. Over the next 13 years, Hawthorne produced many more novels, including The House of the Seven Gables, The Blithedale Romance, and The Marble Faun, in addition to holding the post of American consul at Liverpool, England. He died in 1864 at the age of 60. Chapter 1. The Prison Door. A throng of bearded men in sad coloured garments and grey steeple-crowned hats, intermixed with women, some wearing hoods and others bare-headed, was assembled in front of a wooden edifice, the door of which was heavily timbered with oak and studded with iron spikes. The founders of a new colony, whatever utopia of human virtue and happiness they might originally project, have invariably recognized it among their earliest practical necessities.